Okay, now talking some terminology, fluxes. Fluxes are when we emit a chemical, and per unit time, and often per unit surface area. And in the atmosphere then, we can have a flux going into a system and a flux coming out of the system. So our atmosphere then is not a chemical equilibrium system, it's a steady state system. Remember, chemical equilibrium said that the rate of a forward reaction equals the rate of a back reaction. A steady state system says that you've got things moving into the system and it's balanced by things that are going out of the system. So here we're saying that we've got a input flux of system of chemical into the atmosphere and we've got an output flux for the chemical from the atmosphere. As long as the fluxes are in balance, then the size of the reservoir in the atmosphere is balanced. That's a steady state. So there's our equation, the flux in equals the flux out. That then equals the total amount of that gas that's present in the atmosphere divided by the lifetime of the gas. Now the lifetime, its other name is its residence time. So a gas with a very long residence time will have sufficient time to be globally mixed, whereas a gas with a short residence time means that it's reacting with something in the atmosphere, it's being removed, so you'll have a local concentration, which would be quite different to the global concentration. As an example then, we've got a smoggy city. We're producing significant amount of ozone, we're producing a lot of NOx. That elevated concentration of those gases is a regional phenomenon. It occurs just around Sydney, and that air mass, when it blows out over the sea, it's dissipated, and the next day it reforms again. In contrast, the CFC problem, that's the gas then with a long residence time. So in the troposphere, we end up with the same concentration of CFC 11, no matter if we measure it Moana Lower or Cape Grim. So our ones with the long lifetime will accumulate quite readily, and CFC